Although he could see the full spectrum of the world, Ernest Hemingway's writing originated the theory of omission, or the iceberg theory, meaning that only 1/8 of a story behind a narrative needs to be above water. We were reminded of that economy of words after reading yet another reference to an article by Ellen Collett. She's a writer who also works in crime analysis for the Los Angeles Police Department. The article in the Writer's Chronicle used police reports filed by the LAPD for lessons in crafting prose. Ellen's article went viral and continues to be cited on blogs, most recently The Gamut, USC's look at writers and writing. When we spoke with Ellen last spring, we found out how a writer who studied at Yale and at Bennington College ended up sifting through police reports for the LAPD.
I had read an op-ed piece in the Los Angeles Times written by a serving police officer named Will Beale, who was bemoaning the fact that we had money in the city coffers for additional police officers, but nobody would go to the academy because of the scandals that have rocked the LAPD in recent years. It seemed that they needed some help, so I just picked up the phone and called and said, "Can I volunteer? Is there something you'd like me to do?" And after undergoing an FBI background check, I started doing some office work down there, shredding and Xeroxing and stamping envelopes, and after a while they moved me to various departments, finally ending up in crime analysis, and it was fascinating.
I can imagine. So you're sifting through police reports, which are supposed to be, you know, just the facts, ma'am, a document with very, very strict rules. What are some of the rules governing how police reports are filed?
A police report is intended to be extremely objective. The Academy actually teaches you how to write a police report so that there's no confusion about this, because these are documents that are referenced in a court of law on occasion. So they have to be very truthful and very precise. Some of the rules that the Academy teaches you mentioned just the facts, ma'am, is these reports should tell only what happened, where, when, and to whom. The Academy suggests that you use very strong, precise action verbs. They don't care for any modifiers, adjectives or adverbs, the exception being what we would call empirical adjectives, ones that pertain to color, direction, and amount.
Mm-hmm.
They say no figurative language, no metaphors, no similes. Don't compare one thing to another thing. Don't use parenthetical statements. Don't use abstractions. In fact, omit all needless words. Be concrete. Show us what happens, but don't explain what it means. Or to put it in cop terms, they say it's precision, not firepower. That's the agenda here.
How do the cops feel about writing them?
They despise writing reports. As you can imagine, the rooms where these reports are written, they're actually designated report writing rooms, and cops hate spending time here worse than anything. It is a very long, tedious process, and if you spend a day on the streets with your adrenaline pumping, sitting in a tiny little room in front of a computer screen is not anybody's idea of a good time.
You talk about two cops, however, in the LAPD whose reports kind of illustrated the difference of how rules of writing don't necessarily restrict voice. The names you made up, I guess, are Brown and Martinez.
Yes, and these are composite characters, though quite frankly, there are one or two Martinezes at my precinct and hundreds of Browns. And so these two police officers, Brown and Martinez, not only use language in a different way, they see differently. What they value, and by extension, what they choose to share with us, is very idiosyncratic and personal, and it shows the difference between the two of them, but two different ways of getting at dramatic writing.
Do you have some examples that might illustrate for us, you know, the same moment described by Brown and Martinez, and maybe what we can say the reader or jury or a prosecutor might get from reading them?
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm going to have to make it up a little bit because these are confidential documents, but in a child battery case, for example, a Brown-type cop would tell us the victim sustained multiple injuries. A Martinez-type cop might say, quote, the baby suffered two blackened eyes, a broken nose, and had burns and lacerations on the soles of both feet.
Mm.
That's a huge difference. One simply says a victim is here. Something bad happened. The other tells us what it was, and suddenly it is a much more awful and compelling thing. Another example, a Brown might say to us, we placed the suspect in a felony-prone position and took him into custody without incident. A Martinez might choose to tell you, we cuffed the father.
Mm.
Again, you know, if it's a child battery, that subtly tells you where he believes this investigation is going. Brown might tell us the victim's mother gave no statement. Anna Martinez might say the baby's mother refused to cooperate. Again, very different. Gave no statement is a passive refusal to get involved. Refused to cooperate is an active, you know, denial of what's going on. Again, another example is that a Brown cop only tells us the bare minimum, whereas a Martinez cop looks around. And so Martinez in this circumstance might indicate to us that there's no food in the apartment. This has nothing to do with child battery, but again, it's a subtle bit of evidence that provides some additional indictment in the moral charges against the parent.
You are working on a crime novel, among other projects. What have you learned about writing from Sergeant Martinez?
I actually use his process a little bit for myself. I'll write something and then I'll take my stories down to the bone, get rid of every single adjective or modifier in them, and then go back and very carefully decide what to put back in, because you realize words are intended to guide the reader's perception, and exactly what we say and think makes a huge difference in how the person on the other end of it reads it and understands it.
Ellen Collette's crime novel in progress is called Grand Masters. There's a link to an excerpt at wordofmouthradio.org, as well as that original article that got it all started and some of the blogs that rave about it.